Shalom everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Kisavai, a Matzah Shabbos, we will begin saying Tachnun and Bezras Hashem Tfilos for a wonderful coming year. Let me share with you a thought on the beginning of the Parsha, where of course we have the Parsha of Bikurim. There, we find that a farmer brings his Bikurim and takes it to the Beis HaMikdash, Uvas al HaKayin Shiyeh B'yamim Mahim V'amarta Elov. And when he gets to the Kayin in the Beis HaMikdash, he makes the following declaration. Higadati Hayayim LaShem Alekecha Kibasi Al Ha'aretz Asher Nishba HaShem LaAviseinu Losis Lanu. That's the whole thing he says. He says, I have told God today that I came to the Holy Land, which was promised to us. Then the Kohen takes the basket, puts it by the Mizbeach, and then a second recital, V'Nisa V'Amarta, a new recital takes place. What's pshat in this first recital? He gadati hayoyim Hashem alakecha. He says, interestingly enough, in past tense, he gadati hayoyim Hashem alakecha. I have told God today, kibasi el ha'ores asher nishba Hashem, that I have arrived in the land that God promised. I have arrived. I mean, this could be centuries later, but that's what he says. The kasha that a number of mefarshim ask is that the words higadati hayayim, I have said today, I have told today, is lashon avar, as in past tense. It seems to make no sense. This man walks into the Beis HaMikdash, she hasn't said a word. And now he says, "Higadati hayayim, I have said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today, kibasi alaras, that I've arrived in Eretz Yisrael." The past tense seems to be inaccurate. And the Malbim's not alone, a number of Mefarshim, say the following. That when the farmer takes his first grown fruits and marches up to the Beis HaMikdash to bring them, that action itself is a declaration. It really is a declaration saying that I recognize everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gadati hayayim. He walks in the Beis HaMikdash and says, Kayin, I let it be known. Pursamti, I have let it be mefarsim. I have let it be known that I recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The heavens, they tell a story. They don't speak, but they still tell the story. The same thing with this fellow who made his way up to the Beis HaMikdash with his first fruits is making a statement, not with words, but by his actions. That's pshat. The Yismach Moshe and Parshas Bahaloyscha adds to this something absolutely beautiful. There, the Yismach Moshe talks about the language Bossi, I have come. V'zorach HaShemesh U'bo HaShemesh. Sunrise is called Zricha, and sunset, we call Shkia, is called Bias HaShemesh. The Gemara Brachos Beis Amaral says, Bias HaShemesh, the setting of the sun is called the Lashon of coming. Now she's your Lashon of going, it's leaving. What is the language U'bo? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Aleph Omid Beis, Lama Chama Shekas B'mariv, what is the symbolization of the sun setting in the west? Litein Shalom L'Kayna. It's as if the sun is arriving at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The west is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you look to the west, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And as the sun sets in the west, it's sort of arriving at the king's palace, and saying, I've done what I had to do. I've done your mission. I've risen in the east and set in the west. Uba HaShemesh, the sun arrives. What does it mean, arise? Lovi lefnei HaMelech. Says the Yismach Maisha, Higadati hayayim, Hashem alekecha, I have let God know, Kibasi el haaretz. I've arrived in Eretz Yisrael. You've arrived in Eretz Yisrael. When did you arrive? Today? Yesterday? 100 years ago? Kibasi al-Aretz. There are people who come to Eretz Yisrael And, you know, they're just at a spot on the globe. They're at a spot on the globe. This farmer says, Basi el Aretz, I have come, Lefnei HaMelech, I have come, L'tein Shalom L'kainai, to say Shalom Alech Nirbani Shalom, I'm coming, I'm here, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I'm in the Mokim of the utmost Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Basi el Aretz. Now suddenly, it's an important declaration. He walks up to the Beis HaMikdash and he says to the Kain, a separate declaration. He says, Ich bin du, I am here. Yishkayach, what does it mean you're here? He says, you know what? I'm here. He gadati hayayim l'shem l'kechi kibasi al aretz. I want there to be recognized that I'm in Arzenu HaKadosha. I'm a farmer and all my work is for the Rabbi Nishalayim. And I would add, during the Divrei Torah on the Haggadah, I remember mentioning the question of whether the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim needs something new, a chiddush, or just retelling the old story. And I mentioned then that l'saper is to tell that which took place. Haggadah, l'hagid, is to say something new, l'hagid chadashot, to tell something new. And the light of Mitzrayim, we do both. It's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and it's the Haggadah. And I asked, how's it the Haggadah? It's pre-printed. And the answer is, you always have to see something new in your experiences. There has to be a new devotion, a new dedication. It should be Kilo Hayoyim Yotzasa Mitzrayim. The same thing with this farmer bringing the Bikurim. He gadati Hayoyim L'Hashem Alekecha. I have a new awareness today, a new declaration. That I've come, kibasi ala aretz, that I've come to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm here to do the avodas Hashem with the karka of Eretz Yisrael. A beautiful explanation of the first declaration of the farmer. The second one gets a lot of attention, but the first one too. Let's move on to another thought, a thought that's very appropriate for this week. We talk about davening. There's a question dealt with by Kadmoinim, including the Marsha and Brachas Daf Zayin. And the question is, what does it help to daven for Ruchnius? What does it help to daven to be a Talmud Chacham, to be a Masmid? Either you're a Masmid or not a Masmid. You have a Chira. Does davening help? Whatever the explanation is, one thing is absolutely certain, and that is that davening for Ruchnius definitely helps. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Yud, Sif Ches, it says in Shulchan Aruch that before you start to learn, you should daven the tefillah from the Chunya ben Hakana, and you should daven to HaKadosh Baruch, you should give me a tzlach in my learning. There's no question it helps. The Gemara Nida Daf Ayin says that when the Jews of Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim asked the question, Ma Yaseh V'yechkam, what could a person do and be a Talmud Chacham? And they were told, Yarbe be yeshiva. You got to harav it, you got to sit and learn. And then they said, what else? And they were told, Yispala l'misha ha-chachma shaloi. You daven to God. Davening for hatzlacha and learning certainly helps. What's the lumdis? What's the philosophy of it? A good question, but it helps, no question. The Chidush Yerim says, Akel bidei shemayim chutz mi'ir shemayim. Means, listen to his taich. When you daven for anything, God may or may not give it to you. Akel bidei shemayim. You ask for parnasa, hopefully you'll get it. But it's up to Rabbi Nishalel. Chutz mi'ir shemayim. When you daven for yir shemayim, there's a guarantee. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers tefillahs for yir shemayim. In the Sefer Derech Eitz HaChaim, they quote from Issa Zalman that he said about his Rebbe, the Netziv. The Netziv said that any day that I did not cry while saying I have a Rabba, Sechokeinu, to have a Chelek in Torah, on that day I was not Mechadish, a Chiddush in Torah. A lot of people could say that on the day they didn't cry in Avarah, but they weren't Mechadish Chidushim either. But the point is that most of the time he did cry. A tefillah for ruchnius counts. It's meaningful. Probably the source of the Netziv in Halacha is Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Gilyan, in Yeridaya, Simin Shinayim Vav, who says that tefillas Ahava Rabba Bekavana is a school of Hatzlach and Limud. But my point is that davening for Hatzlach in Ruchnius is significant. We just resumed our shir in the shul on Iyun Tefillah, on the Siddur. We were up to, incredibly enough, our last shir was Zion Tammuz a year and a half ago. And after that, we stopped because of the pandemic. And now we went back to Asfarim, and we happened, in quotation marks, we happened to be up to Rafeinu Hashem. We started from the beginning of the Sefer. We're up to Rafeinu Hashem when the pandemic began. And look at what Rav Schwab says about Rafeinu Hashem. A tefillah for ruchnius, spiritual refuas. Beautiful. And so, one thought on the parasha, one thought on davening this time of the year. We should be davening for everything we need, but certainly for hatzlacha in ruchnius. We should daven that we should be able to have more kavanah in davening. Shadavin, that we should be able to be bigger basmidim, especially Thursday nights. Ay, ay, ay. I'm doing a terrible thing to you. I keep on telling you, come to learn Thursday night. I keep on telling you, and some of you don't do it. What's going to happen? Law said, love it. They're going to play a recording of all these times I told you, learn Thursday night. They'll say, couldn't you do it at least once in Elul of Tavshin Payala, at least once on Thursday night? What are you going to say? I don't know. It's a disservice that I'm pushing you if you don't follow up. I'm sure you will. I want a parting question. As you know, we learn in the parasha that as soon as Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden, they had stones on which they wrote the Torah Be'er Heitev. What's Be'er Heitev? Says Rashi, B'Shivim Lashon. They wrote the Torah in 70 languages. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the nations of the world, don't tell me you couldn't get it. It's there. Have a kasha. The Gemara in the first parak of Megillah tells us about the Targum Shivim, about the time that the 70 or 72 Talmidei Chachamim were put in separate rooms and told to translate the Torah. Chazal considered that a sad day. It was Ches Tevis, a day on which some people fasted. Why is it considered a sad day? If the Torah tells us, translated into 70 languages, so why is it a sad day when the Chachamim were gathered and told to translate it into one language? Now, of course, it was an Nisayon because they did change some of the wording because of the necessity, but it worked out. That worked out well, miraculously. And the question, therefore, is, why is it a mitzvah in the Torah and a tragedy when it happens? Good ways of answering it, but I think it requires a person to reflect on the difference and in Yirtzeh Hashem come to a good understanding. And with that, I wish one and all an extraordinarily wonderful day today, a uplifting evening tonight, a gewaltige Shabbos Kodesh, and a meaningful Sliches in that order, please. Good Shabbos to all.